Spare pages in 104. 0545 hours, June 11th, 1942. Position DM4388, just off the northern shore of Cuba. Corvetan Capitan Wolf Hen stood on the bridge of his surface U-boat, anxiously scanning the sky for American air patrols. The mission statement for the 2004 Mate Robotics Competition was a significant upgrade from the inaugural event's brief riff on the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. For this third iteration, Jill Zandi had gotten more ambitious and worked with the authors Vicki Jensen and Harry Baum to create a 22-page short story that fictionalized the demise of U-157, a U-boat that had been torpedoed in the Caribbean in 1942. During the contest, students would explore a mock-up of the submarine in a swimming pool. The story was meant to fire their imagination, and Freddie had asked the teens to read it at home. Lorenzo read the story in his bedroom. There were funny-sounding German words and something about a secret agent. Eventually, the German submarine is engulfed by a mysterious explosion off the coast of Florida. The captain is then miraculously rescued by a Spanish-speaking fisherman named Pedro Sanchez. "Whoa, whoa, whoa," Lorenzo said to himself. Submarines, explosions, all that was fine. But the mention of Pedro Sanchez caught his attention. The next day in class, Lorenzo had a question for Freddy. "So, a Mexican saved this guy's life?" "I don't know if he's Mexican," Freddy said. "He's probably Cuban, since it's Florida." "They'll probably say the Mexican sank the sub and put him in jail," Lorenzo joked. Freddy wanted to focus on the robot building and tried to steer the group back to the mission. He ticked off the required tasks. The contest would feature a mock-up of the submarine in a pool on the University of California, Santa Barbara campus. There were 7 tasks. Contestants had to build an ROV that could measure the sub's length, calculate its depth, and navigate inside the structure to recover the captain's bell. The ROV also had to recover 2 lost pieces of research equipment, sample liquid out of the secret cargo barrels, and determine the temperature of water seeping from a cold water spring. Lorenzo just chuckled. There was no way they could do any of that. Even Christian seemed daunted. Luis just looked blankly at the others without saying anything. Only Oscar was enthusiastic. "We can do this. We just have to start working on it." "We live in the desert," Lorenzo said. "We don't even have a pool to practice in." "We can talk to Scuba Sciences," Freddy said. As a marine science magnet program, Carl Hayden offered scuba certification through Scuba Sciences, a local dive shop with an indoor pool. "I bet they'd let us come in." Lorenzo didn't seem convinced. Freddy and Alan glanced at each other. They appreciated Oscar's enthusiasm, but this would be a difficult undertaking. They were excited to go to Santa Barbara and check out the event. They'd get to see how other, more sophisticated teams operated. They'd learn a lot and be able to apply the lessons to future years. But they feared that the kids might not be able to handle the challenge. They didn't want to admit it, but both teachers thought their kids might well build a robot that would simply sink to the bottom of the pool and short out. It was a problem. The last thing either teacher wanted was to make their kids feel bad about themselves. The whole point was to give the guys a chance to accomplish something beyond what they thought possible. But if they showed up at the event and failed utterly, it would only reinforce the impression that they didn't belong in the contest in the first place. That could leave a kid, such as Lorenzo, with a permanent sense of inferiority. "We sure about this?" Alan asked when he and Freddy had a moment after school. Freddy was troubled too. The event overview noted that the 3rd annual ROV competition promises to be one of the most technically challenging to date. The competition would be split into two classes, Ranger and Explorer. The Ranger class was geared toward high school teams. The Explorer class was aimed at colleges. The Explorer class is suitable for those who are willing to design and construct an advanced, multifunctional ROV with a sophisticated control and payload system, read the competition overview. Explorer class vehicles have a higher power limit and are usually more costly to build. But even the Ranger division sounded intimidating. This class is by far the most popular with high school students, the event material said. But don't be fooled. The Ranger class mission tasks are equally as challenging. In 2003, the high school division featured schools such as Milton Academy, the New England private school for high achievers, and Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin, another Boston area school with a 350-year history of excellence. There was even a college that competed at the high school level. The College of the Mainland in Texas City, Texas, was next to Galveston Bay and the Gulf of Mexico, an area with a long history of ocean exploration. It didn't seem fair. Wait a second, Freddie said, an idea forming. If colleges can enter the high school division, why can't high schools enter the college division? MIT is in that division, Alan pointed out. But we're not going to win either way, Freddie said. So why don't we get beat by colleges instead of high schools? That way the kids can say they lost to MIT. There's no dishonor in that. Alan nodded. He had to admit, it had a certain logic.